Welcome back to 28 Days of Black History. Halima Aden has achieved many historical firsts in her industry. Throughout her career, the activist, disruptor, role model, and actual model has pushed the conventions of what qualifies as fashion and outdated beauty standards. Aden was born on September 19, 1997, in a refugee camp in Kakuma, Kenya, after her family fled the civil war in Somalia. She lived there for 7 years before immigrating to the U.S., eventually residing in Minnesota. Adjusting to this new environment proved more challenging for Aden than her time in the camps. She would soon acclimate and later excel in the educational system with the help of a few teachers who took a special interest in her. Aden would earn her first in high school when she was crowned homecoming queen, the first Muslim student to be nominated and win at her school. The experience showed her that she could embrace the hijab and being Muslim and didn't need to conform. This would help her to be unapologetic and outspoken when it came to advocating for herself in the future. It also, as Aden recalls, was my first time thinking that I could have many other firsts. Listing an entry's accomplishments breaks the traditional 28 days of Black History format, but it's a leap year, and going against the grain feels fitting when discussing Aden's career. The Somali-American model is the first contestant in the 65-year history of the Miss Minnesota USA pageant to wear a hijab and burkini in 2016, placing in the top 15 semifinalists. The first hijab-wearing model to walk international runways and be signed to a major model agency. The first woman to wear a burkini and a hijab for Sports Illustrated's 2019 swimsuit edition. The first hijab-wearing model to appear on the covers of Allure and several Vogue editions. The first black hijab-wearing woman to appear on the cover of Essence magazine. And potentially the first model to put a hijab clause in her contract. I could never find a magazine with somebody who dressed like me who was wearing a hijab inside. Forget the cover. Just inside, Aden said. Muslim women are talked about, but we aren't always invited into the conversation. It's time for us to stop waiting to be invited to the table, but really just pick up our own seat and just invite ourselves. We don't need permission to enter the conversation. In 2020, Aden announced she was leaving the fashion industry, a decision motivated by feeling like her faith, health, and career weren't in alignment. During her exit, she called out the dismal working conditions she witnessed other models experiencing and the tokenizing of the hijab and Muslim models. She shifted her focus to projects and brands that championed her identity and delved further into humanitarian causes, like Refuge, an organization that prioritizes the needs of refugee girls and women, ensuring they have the protection and opportunities to succeed. She returned to the fashion industry in 2023. It's both awe-aspiring and sobering to recount Aden's groundbreaking achievements. Since her debut in the fashion industry, the presence of hijabs and fashionable modest clothing has grown. Her wins symbolized major benchmarks in the fashion industry, and more importantly, provided crucial representation for Muslims in a time when anti-Muslim hate inundates our communities, institutions, media, and politics. A few months after Aden made headlines during the Miss Minnesota USA pageant, President Trump signed the Muslim travel ban, which included Somalia. Each stereotype and barrier that Aden shattered is a reminder of how far we must still go to erase the prejudices and hurdles affecting Muslim women and girls who are simply trying to exist in a world set to count them out. But Halima Aden is proof that there's a place for us, especially refugee and Muslim girls, to live and thrive authentically without dimming our light. 28 Days of Black History is our free month-long series where we celebrate stories of Black leaders and their impact on arts, culture, and society. Look for Black History Month in titles of other episodes in this podcast. The Anti-Racism Daily is made possible by contributions from our community. Join in by making a one-time or monthly donation. You can find us on Venmo at Anti-Racism Daily, or you can give on our website, www.the-ard.com. This podcast uses computer-generated audio. Inconsistencies may occur.